welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. Lots going on. Electricians are in the studio. I'm not really sure how he's...
That has a short in it that I took it out and put in a long.
You weren't on mic for that entire...
You weren't?
No,
I said that has a short in it, but I took it out and put in a long.
So that should work now.
That should work then, yeah. I'm quite the electrician. Yeah. I used to be with Foonman Electronics. Remember them? Foonman Electronics, let us remove your shorts. That was a great slogan.
Oh, my God. It's my own fault, folks. Yeah. Normally, I try to get him out of the studio as fast as I can, and today I didn't. Good morning, sir.
Good. I was at the bank, and we both, the embassy, and I was telling him how years ago I had gotten hit by a bookmobile. It's a true story. I was up in Lake Ariel. I got hit by a bookmobile, and I'm laying in the street screaming, and the librarian leans out the window and goes, shh.
That's not a true story.
It's not? Hi, Gene.
Actually, at our ages, truth and fiction kind of have a fuzzy line.
And here's the real killer. There's a bunch of people going, what's a bookmobile?
Oh, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
You're chipper this morning.
Yeah. Goodness. I'm sorry, you seem under the weather there. A little bit of a cold or allergy?
Something. Rush Limbaugh and I are sharing this. He was out a couple days this week. Mm-hmm. He was back. I got to hear a couple minutes of his show yesterday, and he's struggling a little bit. I'm struggling a little bit, but as you do, you play through the pain.
Well, yeah,
and you show up and you do your show.
Yeah.
Because we're here to serve our audiences.
And bring germs to everybody else at work. It works out great.
Well, actually, I brought Germans because Hans and Franz are right outside. Yeah.
We mentioned that it was, who did I mention? It was Putin's birthday yesterday.
Hang on a second. Even I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, it was. That's why I ignored it. I was trying to get you off the hook by continuing on.
You were so kind. That was so bad.
I have a German dentist. I don't mind the drilling. It's the marching I can't stand.
Sir?
Yeah. No, I was, never mind. I was going to do a Putin joke, but
keep going. Putin joke.
No, it was that he's 63 and he's in great shape. And supposedly on Pravda, by the way, there was a picture of Obama looking like a little boy squeezing Putin's bicep. It's a picture that's going around. They're mocking America, but don't know if it really was on Pravda, but that's out there in the blogosphere or whatever. But no, Putin gets his exercise in great shape from marching into Syria, marching into
very nice,
yeah, into the
very
Ukraine,
nice.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah,
you're right. It wasn't that good. God bless us. By the way, they can make fun of America for another 16 months,
397 days. But who's counting?
Jeez.
At least we think.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah,
I've
heard that. Start
oh
that.
No, he's not going to go. He's going to issue a presidential order that
martial law. Martial law. They won't be able to hold the elections. Yeah.
I don't think he should try that. I just don't think. I'm just saying.
What?
By the way, thanks for Wednesday. We had a great time. We were at the business expo together.
Yes.
We always have fun.
Yes, we do.
We always have fun.
It's good. It was a nice expo, and it was just running into Gene and other people. I mean, that's the fun of that expo.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they have seminars, and I didn't get to go to them because I'm broadcasting, but the second one is that I like kibitzing and meeting people and telling bad jokes.
Apparently.
Yes, I did it really well out there. A lot of people said, I'm going to go in that seminar. I wasn't going to go, but I think I've changed my mind.
That was a really good, that second joke you told was really good. I got to run.
Yeah, really got to go. Yes, yes.
Goodness gracious. But we do. We have a good time.
Yeah, we do.
We have a good time. Bobby Williams was there. He had a good time. I think we befuddled Bobby a little bit. I think he doesn't quite know how to take us.
Very befuddled. He's been so confused he doesn't know how to use a razor blade.
I did notice that. Is that a... That's a thing, right?
I guess.
That's a thing. I don't know. Hey, young guys.
Yeah, they like that rough look.
He has a lovely girlfriend. Did you get to meet her?
Yes.
Lovely young lady. Yeah. Very charming.
I gave her my condolences.
Oh, my God. Dude.
I wished her well, told her we'd all pray for her.
Which is a good thing. It's not necessarily related to Bobby. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right, sure.
Goodness. She's charming, very brightly. I actually introduced myself. Bobby was working, which is good. Occasionally. I mean, mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Occasionally. But lovely young lady, so that was nice. And I think I mentioned to you yesterday, I got to see you for a couple minutes at... We had a lot of folks hear those spots that you put out. A lot of folks.
Yeah.
Hey, on the way home, heard. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah.
And we got the rescue mission going on. Thanks for stopping in yesterday when you were in here.
Busy time. Holy cow. I'm used to coming in here in a typical morning show, and it's you and Dan and a German Shepherd. I mean, it's a lot of the cricket sounds because it's
quarrying. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that. Everyone
you
was thinking
it, but,
it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But wow, it was a crowd in here yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody took one of the longs out of that clock, apparently, because it's got a short.
We've got it, yeah, so we're going to put the long back in. Yeah. That's beautiful day, too, man. Gorgeous day.
Absolutely perfect. And you're heading off to...
Hager Furniture, beautiful ride. I'm going to jump in the car in about 2 minutes and head up. I even just love the ride up there. And I take the back way up 145 and 248. It's so nice in the fall. Wow. In the spring, I get to do the spring. And I go up there other times too. But for the two times I run the store, it's spring and fall. Two beautiful times a year to be driving up that neck of the woods. And so it's closer than you realize and worth the drive. I run the store. They've got everything in the store on sale. You can even do special orders and they'll give you a sale price. And after they give you a sale price, you bring it over. And I give an additional sales price. And then breakfast, which you can't come to this year, free breakfast. That's a great breakfast. All that gourmet apple bread and peach bread. And
peach bread.
Yeah, we
don't
do peach
now.
Peach
bread.
Big chunks of peach in it. We make French toast out of it. And French toast out of the apple bread and out of the raisin cinnamon. And they got the turkey bacon, the regular bacon, the sausage, coffee. That's breakfast 9 to noon. It's free. And then from noon to about 3:30, hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, soda for lunch. It's really such a slice of Americana to come on up there. As I said, I'm broadcasting, and I'll be cooking breakfast, looking out towards the front of the store and all the furniture. And I look to my left, and they have all the tables set up in that room. And people in there, it's like a fire hall, fire company breakfast, and people who don't know each other just sitting there and getting to know each other, having breakfast, having a good conversation. And then later in the day, the football games are on, and we're all sitting back there watching the games and having fun. And it's just a good afternoon, plus the big savings. And all that. So again, Hager Furniture's in Palmerton, 242 Delaware Avenue. I'm there from 9 to 5, so come on up.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. You already got people calling in with questions?
I didn't even announce the number
yet. I know. How's the stock market doing?
Stock market lately, very well. Very well, as a matter of fact. And that we're going to end up talking about that because a lot of folks are trying to kind of get their head around how badly it had done and was it going to continue to do really badly, like 2008 again? Or was it a kind of a typical thing that markets go up and they go through cycles of slower times? And are we kind of through that now?
Here's the thing that seems to puzzle me. I don't understand how when the stock market has a dip for one day or 2 days or whatever, they'll say it was because of such and such news, because of, I don't know, because Ford had a big recall on airbags.
Sure.
And, you know, whatever the... And yet, seriously, they'll give a reason on a particular day as to why it's down. I don't know how they can know
totally
that.
Bogus.
It is. That's what I figured.
100% bogus. It has no value whatsoever.
Because the market, when you think about what we've been through.
How many stocks are there in the market?
Russia invades Syria.
Yeah, sure.
China's nonsense. Everything that we're going through in this country. And the stock market seems basically almost impervious. It just keeps chugging along. It's had its slight ups and downs. But it's so then when they say it's because of such. And such, I don't
some folks would say slight downs is an understatement. It's been pretty dramatic. And have there been impacts? That's true. But roughly how many stocks are being traded in America today? Do you have any idea on a daily basis?
Oh, it's got to be billions.
Tens of thousands and billions of shares. So tonight I'm going to give you in 30 seconds or less one reason why every one of those companies went up or down. It makes no sense whatsoever.
When they
no
do that on the news whatsoever. It's right, yeah.
It's like saying today, in the Lehigh Valley today, people were generally happy. Let me explain to you why. What?
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah.
Now, this gentleman would like to talk to both of us.
Oh.
Let's go to the phones, and we talk to Renee. Renee, good morning.
Yes. This is a question I normally would call Bobby on a on his morning show, but since he was there and I heard you talking.
Sure.
I have been following the news in the legislature, and they've been talking about Wolf's budget program with funds to reduce money to education and reduce property taxes. I've never heard anybody discuss how property taxes are linked to the increased state funding. Have you ever heard any discussion on that?
Well, they're trying to say that if the legislature doesn't give Wolf the funding that he wants, that then what's going to happen is you're going to have the school districts aren't going to get the funding they need, and the school districts are going to have to raise their property taxes. That's one way they're saying it affects it going that direction. Of course, we've asked, and a lot of people have asked for property tax for the elimination of school property tax, and there's all different kinds of bills, HB 76 and other things floated out there that have never happened. And some people say, you know, why haven't I got more behind HB 76? And it's because when I've had some of the people that I trust explain it to me, it's not a total elimination. And these guys don't trust that this supposed will eliminate 90% of the school taxes with HB 76, and the 10% that stays there will always be just that 10%. And I just don't trust them. If they said they'd eliminated 100% of the school property tax, I'd be so far behind it and pushing it and pushing like crazy. I just don't trust that when they don't take the hand all the way out of the pocket, that they're not going to reach back in and grab more.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my feeling is, because they're getting more money from Harrisburg doesn't mean that they're not going to take as much as they can locally.
That's true, too. Amen. Yeah.
Yep. God bless you, sir.
And I don't see any coupling between any proposal I've heard that says they're going to eliminate the property tax for schools or anything, or, you know.
Yeah, because eliminate means exactly that, eliminate. And if they say, well, HB 76 eliminates school property taxes, no, it doesn't. It still gives them that 10% that they're going to leave as a school property tax locally, and it's not eliminating it. So I'm all for eliminating school property taxes, all for it, and doing some other formula.
Okay, thank you for taking the call. I realize it's a little bit off subject for Gene, but I do appreciate you taking it.
No problem, Renee.
Thanks for the response.
It is more than money.
Yeah.
I have a topic for you.
Go ahead.
I know you have to go.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Go ahead. No, it's okay.
Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
What's your spin on why?
My spin is the scuttlebutt I heard, of course, Charlie Dent blaming conservative Republicans. That's Charlie Dent. And he's saying he needs to reach across the aisle to Democrats like Nancy Pelosi because he can get along with them, but he can't get along with conservatives. But my take on Kevin McCarthy is that he knew, number one, he didn't have the votes. But I'm told from somebody that I trust down in Washington that he had made that huge faux pas of saying, when they talked about they have accomplished nothing, and he said, look what we've done with the Benghazi committee and what we've done to Hillary's poll numbers. And I'm told that got not just conservatives against him, but some of the people that would have voted for him saying, listen, you're going to be the Speaker of the House, and you said that stupid statement, and we're never going to get out from under it, so you don't have my vote. And he lost not just the conservative votes, but some moderate Republicans who said, listen, man, you put your foot in your mouth, and that's just going to haunt us. Sorry, I'm not voting for you.
Fantastic.
That's what I was told from somebody down there, and it makes a lot of sense to me.
I've been, as I'm sure you do, you get a lot of emails from conservative sources, and they were saying very similar things, that he, again, plays a little too close to what center aisle?
Oh yeah,
hey, I'm reaching over, reaching over.
Yeah,
reaching
over. He's John Boehner without the tears, and the orange skin.
Ouch, and that lovely aroma of stale smoke. which has got to be, oh, please, can't we do any better? Come on. By the way, I made I think a pretty decent deal. I'm hoping that you'll approve. I was in Denver a few weeks ago on business and with some fairly liberal folks, ultra-liberal folks, pretty excited about Hillary being the next president. And I'm going, okay, here, I'll make you a deal. No more Clintons as president. And I'll give up no more Bushes as president.
That's a no-brainer.
That's a pretty good deal.
I'm all for it.
When did our country come down to the only folks who are qualified to be the leaders come from two families?
Right.
That's the craziest thing in the world.
And regardless of what you say about Donald Trump or Ben Carson, they definitely don't speak through filters, and they have no experience. Well, what has experience gotten us? What has political experience gotten us?
Just some of the saddest results that you can possibly
imagine.
So what
has it gotten us? So why not try something different?
150, 200 years ago, the term public servant really meant that you were serving the public, and now public servant means the public serves us.
And I am stunned at not just how Hillary she compared the NRA, for example, to ISIS and to communism. And I'm stunned, though, but how the Charlie Dents and the progressive Republicans will vilify taxpaying Americans who hold traditional values, how we are really held in contempt. Mm-hmm. And basically, most of those politicians in Pennsylvania and elsewhere do not want to be associated with us. They want our money. They want our votes. They want us to think that they're the only choice. But they are embarrassed by us. They don't like us. They don't like our beliefs. They don't represent us. And they look down their nose and hold us in contempt. And that's what they're doing to their counterparts, the 40 or so conservatives in the House. They're vilified for wanting our border secure. They're vilified for wanting a balanced budget. They're vilified for not wanting to fund a private business, Planned Parenthood, with tax dollars, with something they totally disagree with. Those are horrible things to stand for those values.
You might want to consider putting some of those ideas into one of your cup of teas.
Yes.
Wait a second.
I did.
Yes, you did. I listen. And I'll tell you what, well thought out, well expressed, very logical. How do you argue? Well, a thinking person wouldn't argue.
Well, they argue on emotion.
Yeah, and you know what? That gets wearisome pretty fast. And I get that there are folks who are saying, you know, Donald Trump is doing this on emotion. We're going to win, win, win. It's going to be huge, that kind of stuff. Okay. How about Ben Carson? Ben Carson says a Muslim should not be president. And the head of the National Muslim Association in America comes out the very next day and goes, you know what? We're going to bring full force against you. And he goes, okay, bring it on. I don't change my mind because it was a reasonable conclusion to draw that when you announce that Sharia law is your law and to be president, you must commit to upholding the Constitution.
Value
exactly.
Law.
And your Quran tells you it's okay to lie to infidels, which is anyone who's a non-Muslim. Okay, I think you're out. So Carson, even though he's not the firebrand, perhaps, what a spine on this guy.
But by also saying we're going to bring full force against you, did they not just validate his concern?
Of course. You got to get out of here.
Yes, I do.
It's been lovely having you.
Thanks for phoning.
Thanks for being had.
I really hope you will feel better, seriously.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're under the weather.
We'll try to get a little.
Have a good weekend. Thanks for letting me on. I appreciate it.
All right, one more thing.
Yes.
Chunks of peach right in the French toast.
Yes, in the French toast. Hager Furniture. That's Mrs. Hager's, Jeff's mom's favorite one. She loves the peach. I brought it one time just to see it, and she loves it. So I actually buy an extra loaf and give it to her at the end of the day so they can have it.
Suck up.
They're just such nice people.
Oh, they're the best. Are you kidding me?
So nice.
I am deeply disappointed I'm not going to be there for the—
You come almost every time, which I really appreciate. Up there, 242 Delaware Avenue, Palmerton, free breakfast, free lunch. I run the store. And thank you, Gene. I appreciate it.
Be safe on your travels, sir. Thanks. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Lots of ways to join us this morning. Lots of ways to be part of the conversation. Have your questions asked and answered. If you're just joining us, Bobby Gunther Walsh, very kind to spend a few minutes with us. Talk a little bit about educational funding in Pennsylvania, a little bit about Kevin McCarthy, and about what's going on in Washington. Or I guess there's lots going on in Washington, just nothing that actually benefits us. Just kind of being as clear as I can be. If you're a loyal listener to More Than Money, you know that quite often Gunther and I will share some ideas as we go from the Rescue 1250 2 hours to the More Than Money 2 hours, and we're really happy to do that. This week we got a chance to share a little extra time Wednesday at the Lehigh Valley Business Expo. Fantastic organization, fantastic experience, and we had a great deal of fun there. And for those of you that were there, Dave Mianoschik was there. Great to see him. I don't get to see Dave as often as I used to, and it's great to make that reconnection, and so many new friends as well. So thank you for everyone who gave that, took the time to stop by and say hi, and for the folks who mentioned hearing it on broadcast as well, thank you so very much. If you are a new listener to More Than Money, we spend every Saturday morning from 8 to 10, answering your questions, making you the center of the agenda for our More Than Money experience. And it's more than money. So it's not just your investments, not just your income tax issues, not just your estate planning, not just your business, but your entire life that we address. And yes, on occasion, we will stray a bit. Okay, you know what, if the topic is more than money, what I'm not sure that straying is the correct term, because more than money kind of covers everything. So if you would like to join us, we would invite you to do that. 610-720-7900. Thank you to Renee for his call, and you may end up being the call of the week. We have given away a number of copies of The Secrets of Lake Road by our very own Karen Ketcher, Bethlehem novelist extraordinaire. Autographed copies, first edition of her first novel, destined to be collector's items. Destined to be. And we only have two or three left. So if you are the caller of the week, your call will be placed on our website. It will be included in our blog. You'll get a copy of The Secrets of Lake Road. And you'll be famous. I mean, come on, it's pretty cool stuff. And when I say famous, I'm not just Whistling Dixie. We got the results back from our blog for last week's caller of the week. A young lady called in and had a very, very good question about Social Security, spousal Social Security benefits. And we put that out Wednesday to several thousand people. And it set a new record for the most opened email blast that we've ever put out. And folks, actually, for those of you that are in marketing, for those of you that are in business and you're putting out emails and you're going, geez, I wonder if anybody actually, you know, opens these things. If you use a good service, they can give you those stats. They can tell you exactly how many folks opened your email, how many folks then noodled around, maybe clicked on a link. And in this case, the number of folks who opened the email was almost double our normal rate. And the number of folks who clicked on the link and actually listened to the call of the week was 10 times our normal rate. Holy cow. So you could be famous. 610-720-7900. You could be famous indeed. If you want to help me out here just a moment, I'm going to cough. Oh, okay. So you're going to hit my cough button. Thank you, sir. That was very kind. John's always there to help. Always there to help. For those of you who are loyal listeners, you're also saying, who is this guy? That does not sound like Gene. It is Gene. It just doesn't sound like me. It doesn't even sound like me to me. So God bless us all. God bless us all. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. 2 minutes and let's go run. Let's run and hide or something. A little under the weather, but absolutely clear as a bell. Mentally? I know. Didn't that sound like a question? Mentally? You would be doing me the grandest favor if you did call 610-720-7900 and then just talked for the next 90 minutes. You would be my new best friend. I know that's not going to happen, but if enough of you call and talk a lot, we'll get through this for sure. We absolutely want to talk about the markets. We want to talk about crude oil. Very interesting kind of spin on what's happening with crude oil. In the next couple of weeks, we've got some opportunities for you to meet our More Than Money team live, and that's going to be exciting. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that momentarily. Of course, the fistful of emails that I have, we'll get to as many of those as we possibly can. But most importantly, as always, you are our number one priority. So if you've got a question, a concern, a comment, 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. And from any smart device, you can log on to morethanmoneyonline.com, listen live, and participate in the show as well. So, voice of an angel, Natalie Merchant, sounding fantastic as ever. She should. It's a recording. I mean, come on. But we'll take a quick couple-minute break for Fox News, and when we return, all about you on More Than Money. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live, kind of, live.
It is alive.
This Saturday morning, it's October the 10th, and I'm absolutely happy to be with you. And, sounding a little froggy, just kind of touch of something. And I think Rush Limbaugh and I are about the same boat. I got to hear a couple of minutes of Rush's show yesterday. He was describing his challenges, health challenges, and sounded very familiar indeed. Now, maybe I'm a little tougher than Rush because I understand he took actually 2 or 3 days off this past week, and Gene didn't. So there. I think he was smarter, one of the two of us. Happy to be with you. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, and morethanmoneyonline.com are all ways that you can join our show this morning, and we will be very, very happy to assist you in any way that we are able. If we can serve you, we absolutely wish to do that. We have a fistful of emails indeed. We have some comments on the market. We have a couple comments on the presidential primaries as they have evolved so far. I also want you to circle on your calendar 2 weeks from today, which is the 24th. And that Saturday, I will be up at the Bethany Wesleyan Church. That's in Cherryville, downtown Cherryville, not the suburbs, not the... No, it's off the Beltway. Now, if you go through the Beltway of you know what I'm talking about. We're downtown Cherryville, Bethany Wesleyan Church, for the Through These Hands fundraiser. Once again, they're having their annual fundraiser. It's a craft sale. It's a bake sale. It's food. It's fantastic. It's so much fun. They will be open to the public from 9 to 3. We will be broadcasting live from 8 to 10 and then spending a couple minutes thereafter annoying as many people as we possibly can before we leave. I mean, that's kind of part of what we do. So please circle that. You're going to want to be there for a couple of reasons. Number one, you get to meet Gene and some of the More Than Money team. And Mr. John, we got a caller coming in there, sir. You can do probably the bulk of your Christmas shopping right there, because you're going to find unique items of all kinds, just amazing stuff. And then the food. Oh, goodness gracious. And if you're smart, you'll call ahead and reserve your apple dumplings, because it's kind of like peach French toast. You have no idea how unhappy I am that I am not going to Palmerton this morning. Maybe he will save me some. Gunther could do that. He's a very, very nice person that way. 610-720-7900. Please allow us to serve you this morning. By the way, in the 9 o'clock hour, we have a very special calling guest, Randy Swan of Swan Capital and Swan Global Investments. Randy is a very prominent investment manager and manages tremendous numbers of dollars. And for some of you who are actual clients of More Than Money, Swan Defined Risk is perhaps a piece of your portfolio, or if you are working on an Equus platform, you've got Swan representation there as well. So you will be interested to hear what Randy has to say about the markets as we kind of quiz him about the results we've seen this week, year to date, and what he sees going forward. So stick with us, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour. 610-720-7900 lets you join us. John writes he is 66, has jobs where he still contributes to a 401k. His wife and he are both on Social Security. And one of the 401ks is estimating that he will receive about $300 a month once he begins collecting, and that will last for approximately 20 years. Is there a more stable option that would still produce income on a higher income on approximately $50,000? They also have some dollars sitting in the bank, as he says, doing nothing considering the low interest rates. So a couple different things that John might consider. Number one, the fact that you're still contributing to your 401k is fantastic. That's going to bump up the principal and give you a greater opportunity to increase your income over time. Number two, you might consider, rather than a more stable option, depending on your time frame when you're considering retiring, you might consider, and when I say retiring, completely retiring, because obviously he's in some form of semi-retirement as he's got part-time jobs and he's already collecting his Social Security. If you can delay your Social Security even a year or two, your retirement even a year or two, that will allow your capital to grow. It will allow you to put more dollars in. And when you decide to create this stable income stream that you're talking about, you're going to have stable income streams, by the way, almost always a function of some form of annuity stream. If you decide to maximize your income, it's based on age. So an annuity stream off of $50,000, for example, at age 60, will be significantly smaller than it would be for someone who is age 70, and logically significantly smaller than someone who's age 75 or 80. So you kind of get the you get the demonstration here. The longer you can go, the older you are before you turn on this stable income stream, the higher the monthly amount that you will be guaranteed. The word stable jumps right out at me at this question, as we're looking at a retirement cash flow, and a lot of folks would say, "Now wait a second. If we're looking at $300 a month, $3,600 a year, off of $50,000, for example, that's a 7.2% rate of return. Where are we going to find a 7.2% rate of return?" And the answer is, we're not. And that's not what this company is offering John either. Annuities of this fashion that offer a guaranteed lifetime income are guaranteeing a rate of return pretty consistent with what you would expect today. 1.5%, perhaps 2% guaranteed rates of return. The cash flow that they're actually sending out to John and or his wife is partially that rate of return, partially that interest rate, and partially a return of his own money. The annuity company, through their actuaries and through the study of life expectancies, will calculate the maximum amount they can afford to send to any annuity holder over their lifetime and still give the insurance company an opportunity to turn a profit. So the $3,600 or so off of a $50,000 investment on its face appears to be extremely generous, and in reality it's spot on, and will result in the highest income stream that company can offer and still remain profitable. So this use of what some people refer to as an immediate annuity, translation, we take a block of money and we start receiving checks the very next month, can provide a very reliable stream of income under most circumstances. Why did I qualify that at the end under most circumstances? It's because all annuity payments, whether they are fixed annuities, variable annuities, fixed indexed annuities, all of the guaranteed payments that they provide are subject to the ability of the annuity company itself to make those payments. It is subject to the financial strength of that company. It is subject to the financial management of that company. It's subject to the strategies that those companies use to hang on to dollars and disperse those to their policyholders. Some companies have deep, deep pockets and give you tremendous confidence. Others have financial ratings that are suspect, might cause you concern. And if your financial future is dependent on your confidence in that company, it's incumbent upon you to make sure that you're selecting a company that you have that gives you the greatest probability of success. John, hopefully that helps a little bit, and hopefully for folks who listened in a little bit, that helps as well. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com lets you join us as well. And if you are listening anywhere within the sound of internet and you'd like to share the show, all you need do is log on to morethanmoneyonline.com. And if you have folks who are further afield, we now have listeners literally from coast to coast, which is fantastic, and we thank everybody for that support. Again, 610-720-7900. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have a special guest calling in, Randy Swan. Make sure that you you listen in between 9 and 9:30. Randy's on the West Coast, actually, I think Colorado. I'll figure that out. But he's kind enough to get up very early in the morning and call in and give us some insights into the markets. Hopefully, you will join us as well. Again, 610-720-7900. Peter is age 70, and he writes, he just turned age 70 in August. Happy birthday and congratulations. He has a fair amount of money in his IRAs, and he understands. He has been told by friends and family, 70 is the magic age. Required minimum distributions. And so he's got some concerns, and he has some questions, and wants to kind of figure out exactly how this should unfold for him. He has IRAs, by the way, in several different types of accounts. He has given us some numbers and some identification of those types of accounts. In total, he is looking at just under a $500,000 number. Part of it is in annuities, and part of it is in what you and I would refer to as a managed money account through an investment advisor. And so his concern is, of course, number one, that he not make the IRS unhappy with him. I'm with you, this Pete. You don't want to do that. You want to stay on the right side of the IRS, especially Lois Lerner, because she's not a night. Oh, wait a minute, she retired. So I guess we're okay. We're okay with Lois Lerner, but the IRS has certain rules. And the first thing that you need to learn is that some of the rules are kind of goofy. For example, you turned 70 in August, and it's your understanding that you must begin taking money from your IRAs this year, and that's not exactly correct. The rule states that you must begin taking distributions the year after the year you turn 70 and a half. Okay, so for Pete's sake, yeah, there you go. In this particular case, Pete's facing this situation, he's 70 in August. He will not be 70 and a half until 2016. He is not required to take a distribution until 2017. Is that really in his best interest? The answer is, shockingly, it depends. It depends. And it depends on a number of factors, particularly Pete's income tax profile, where he finds himself from a taxation standpoint. Is he in the 25% tax bracket? Is he in the 15% tax bracket? Is it possible that he's in a very, very low tax bracket? All those things are possible. We simply don't know. But they will have an immediate and important effect on the choices that Pete makes as he approaches his RMD. And here's why. In very rough numbers, his initial RMD will be expected to be approximately $17,000 in the first year. Using that number as a demonstration, he should look at his current tax return, add $17,000 to it, and see what the impact will be. In most cases, of course, there will be additional tax due, but not in every case. Every taxpayer has a different profile, both of tax deductions and exemptions and credits and tax brackets. And so Pete may find that this additional $17,000 will end up costing him $7,000 in additional taxes, and his heart will stop, as any reasonable person's heart would. Or he may find that it will add very little to his tax liability, and a smile might cross his face, as it would any thinking person as well. Now, just as an aside from a taxation standpoint, Pennsylvania does not tax. If Pete is a resident of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania does not tax IRA distributions. So we can kind of eliminate that from the equation, from the calculation. Federal government, of course, does. So if Pete finds that his tax bill is going to be painful, then he will likely wish to delay his RMD for as long as he can. So certainly not taking it this year, because he's not required to. Perhaps not taking it next year, because, again, he's not required to. The requirement says the year after the year he turns 70 and a half. So he may wish to delay this until 2017. The flip side of that, it depends, is he may find himself in an extremely low tax bracket, and perhaps a $17,000 distribution will result in very little tax or no tax whatsoever. In which case, Pete should be working very carefully with his professional tax preparer, his enrolled agent, his CPA, to determine if it would not be very wise of him to take more out of his IRAs than he is required. If your tax is going to be quite low, quite low is in the eye of the beholder. If I took out $17,000 and I could pay only $1,700 in tax, a 10% rate, I would be a very happy guy. A lot of folks hear that number and say, that's dreadful. I would hate having to pay that much in tax. So indeed, it is in the eye of the beholder. However, whatever that number may be, whatever that conclusion you may draw, if the number makes you smile, then you are well advised to consider taking out as much as you can and stay within that happy zone, that zone that makes you smile of, I've taken a fair amount of money out, and I've paid what I think is a very low rate, and it makes me very happy. If that is the case, you have done two very good things. Number one, you have made yourself smile. You have paid a very low tax rate. And number two, you have reduced the amount of money that's in the IRA collectively, in the IRAs collectively, and you will thereby have reduced your future required minimum distributions. So, Pete, lots to think about here. Predominantly tax issues, certainly cash flow issues. If your ability to pay your bills will be dependent on your ability to pull these maximum dollars or these required dollars out, then you must do it. Paying bills is a very important thing, and that's the reason you saved up all this money for your retirement. If, on the other hand, what you're trying to do is manage your tax bill, spending some time with your professional tax advisor or your financial advisor will be time very, very well spent. And we've just determined you've got time. Do you have to do anything this year? The answer is no. But might it benefit you to do something in 2015? It might very well. So make sure that you're getting together with your advisors soon. Voice of an Angel telling you that it's top of the hour, which means an hour of More Than Money in the books. One more hour to go. Your calls, 610-720-7900, very much appreciated. Your emails, particularly prayers for the returning of my health, very much appreciated. Gene@askmtm.com. And you're going to want to share the news that in the 9 o'clock hour we talked to Randy Swan, Swan Capital Management, and get his insights into the market, and spread the news, and let folks log on to morethanmoneyonline.com and listen live as we interview Randy Swan coming up shortly. Folks, stick with us. I'll get a little bit of hydration here on the break, and when we return, we'll answer your questions and a whole lot more on More Than Money.